everyone. This is Jose Saavedra, and today I'm here with Matt Eames. He's the president and CEO of Raleigh Marketing Consultants. Thank you for taking the time to do this interview. How are you doing today?
Doing really well. Appreciate it.
So why don't we go ahead and get started with these questions, and tell me a little bit about Raleigh Marketing Consultant, a little bit about your team, and what should people know about your organization?
Awesome. Appreciate that. My name is Matt Eames. I am from Boston, Massachusetts. That's where I started in this industry as well. I went to Brandeis University, and starting in this industry was the first job that I had after college. So I started this industry at 22 years old. Now I'm 28 years old, and I started in Boston in a marketing firm very similar to mine, working with the same clients, and then mastered this industry to then be able to do it elsewhere on my own. So, you know, our position here, what we do is, you know, my company, Raleigh Marketing Consultants, we're an outsourced sales and marketing firm, which means that we're hired or outsourced from clients, big companies that are my clients, that I represent them in doing marketing and sales on their behalf. So the kind of marketing and sales that we do, because that's a pretty vague term, is direct marketing. So that means face-to-face and not over the phone, not graphic design, not website design, but in person, face-to-face with a firm handshake and a smile. We meet with our customers directly. But they're not our customers and they're not our product. I'm not an inventor. So we partner up with bigger brands, bigger businesses, Fortune 500 clients I've partnered with in the past up in Boston and in Charlotte, now in Raleigh, that I represent them, their products, talk to their customers because we're localized here in Raleigh and they are not. So the number one client that I work with and worked with over the past few years is Staples, the office supply company, and their subsidiary, Quill.com. So Quill.com is a $2 billion company. They're owned by Staples. They are America's largest online wholesale office supply company, with keywords there being one, online, right? Which means they have no stores whatsoever. That's why they're only online. And two is wholesale, which means that they sell in bulk to businesses, not to Matt and Jose back to school shopping. So what we do, that's where my team comes in, we're the face of Quill. We're brand ambassadors. We're like business consultants, and we represent Quill.com and Staples business and go into businesses here and meet with them face to face. So my whole office, my whole team is out in the field right now representing Quill and Staples, talking to business owners, working with them on doing face to face simple presentations on their office supply expenses and helping them, small businesses in the local area, save money on their office supply expenses by lowering their overhead and becoming a more profitable small business.
It sounds like the business model, more or less, that you're describing, is a business-to-business
sales
model, and then you represent other organizations that might not have boots on the ground here in the Raleigh market.
Exactly. We are the feet on the street. Boots on the ground, feet on the street, absolutely. We represent only national companies, and that's a big reason to our growth as well, is because our goals here, we'll touch on this, I'm sure, are to open up more locations in more cities, just like Raleigh. So that's why I work with national companies to represent them. We can represent them anywhere they want to. But we do service small local businesses on a B2B program, which is Staples and Quill. And I teach that because I learned that from the ground up myself from the entry level. I teach that to my team here on the direct marketing side. So specifically customer acquisition, so finding new customers, and customer retention, so keeping them happy.
So in that regards, can you describe a little bit more of some of the other services that your consulting firm offers?
Yeah. So, I mean, first and foremost, it's going to be representing these big clients, right? Like that's a huge, that is on the surface what we do, is to represent big clients. And my client that I work with every single day for the last 6 years has been Staples and Quill in multiple cities. But here in Raleigh, we only work with them exclusively. So I'm the only person that they outsource their sales marketing to in this triangle area. And so I hire and train and develop sales reps here to represent that client and go to do sales here in the Raleigh, you know, businesses, right? It's a booming area. The biggest service that we provide, though, I would say, is obviously for our clients. We make them happy by finding great customers. We find hundreds of customers every week for them, and we retain them incredibly high rate, which means that we do an amazing job with customer service. Like I was saying, is that the biggest thing that we offer here is the opportunity for growth within our own team here. So not necessarily with the clients, but actually with the people that I hire here that work here with me.
Sure.
To develop them, train them, coach them in this business model, makes them masters of running the ins and outs of this business, so they can actually work with Staples and Quill elsewhere as we open up more locations, and they can run their own city, they can run their own market representing this client. So I officially recently just got the green light basically to open up a new city, open up a new market, and I'm going to be taking some of my office here, branching them apart, you know, and now we'll have two functioning offices at the same time, and we want to quickly take that 2 to 4 to 8, et cetera.
Right, right. Perfect.
So it's a training program that I've developed, that I coach and train my team on the same principles of this business and mastering this B2B business model of training, coaching, teaching it, that I've mastered over the last few years.
Perfect. So in terms of looking at, I guess, your client profile, do you have, can you describe, you don't have to be specific, but can you describe the typical profile of your clients, more or less what, is there such a thing as a profile for your clients?
Well, I only
work
with one client. I've only worked with one client.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And that's
good.
Staples.
And that's Staples. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Business to business. So what I would work with is companies that, you know, focus on a business to business program. That's fine. We can work with, and we will work with more clients down the road. You know, we started October of 2016. So ever since day one, we've been working with them, and we've been doing such a great job with them. I want to master that client first before we transition to others. I actually work with a third-party brokerage firm that actually helps me get these clients. So I pretty easily can work with other clients to diversify as well. But for the time being, I've been really focused on mastering the Quill and Staples program.
So it sounds like you, that's definitely a large corporation that you're working for. Is that the target market that you more or less work with, or do you have, are you looking to expand for smaller or stay on that larger?
Yeah, larger businesses, for the fact that we want to be able to expand anywhere we want to. Right?
Sure.
If we worked with a local office supply company, let's say, right, we wouldn't be able to open up a new office in California.
Perfect.
Right? We want billions of dollar companies that partner with me. So we're a small business, but we partner with billion dollar companies for the reason of, one, national brands and lots of infrastructure. So customers all over the country, right? Products that can be shipped all over the country, so we don't have to worry about any of the shipping and the logistics side of things. We just go talk to people on their behalf. We're the feet on the street, like you said. But we want to open up locations beyond North Carolina, so be able to partner up with businesses that can accommodate that growth.
Sure. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about why is it important to integrate professional marketing services or outsourcing to an organization such as you for a marketing strategy?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, so a few. Number one, right, is that we are we're the experts. Staples or Quill couldn't hire someone to replace me. Does that make sense? Like,
sure.
Because I started the entry level here. I know every objection. I know every part of their business. I know how to go talk to their customers a lot better than they can. So the goal here is that we can do a better job with their customers than they can do themselves. And they thoroughly believe that based on the number of investments and the amount of freedoms that they've allotted me as a business owner myself to partner up with us versus hiring someone themselves to do it, right? You couldn't just replace someone like with my expertise unless you've the only person that could replace me is someone that comes from my own business, which is really cool, right? They couldn't just hire someone to plop them in here and expect them, regardless of their degree, to know the ins and outs of the business, ins and outs of the customer interactions, ins and outs of the selling process that I've mastered here. And also, they really like working with entrepreneurs that don't have to be micromanaged, that don't have to be, you know, employees, that they don't have to have any kind of really micromanagement. They know that I work really, really hard. They know that I will, you know, bust my butt to go deliver for my business and my company. And if I can go sell their stuff, I'm the person that they want to represent their brand because I'm going to run through a brick wall for my own company. And as a byproduct, they win as well because that's the product that I'm selling.
Sure. Now, looking at it from, I guess, the other side, each business has their own unique circumstances and marketing needs. So in terms of that, from a client standpoint, what should your clients, mm-hmm. quote unquote, be looking for when considering outsourcing or looking for services such as the ones you provide?
Yeah. So, I think the biggest thing is face-to-face, right? And being able to be localized here in Raleigh, you know, like, any business, it's incredibly important to be localized, right? Like if you're, if your kid is sick, you need a pediatrician in Raleigh. You can't air fly them to Canada or something like that, you know what I mean? Or a lawyer, right? Or anything like that, any localized position. You can't just hire a call center in China or India to do what we do because we provide customer service face-to-face. It's old school. It's face-to-face, right? So we work with customers directly. We build relationships. We build rapport. I hire very likable people that are very entrepreneurial, that one, work really hard, two, don't need micromanagement, and three, are just incredibly awesome, likable people that represent their brand. So they don't have to do any of the hiring for their own brand and doing the selling of their own brand. I mean, we are literally doing the dirty work, taking no's, taking yeses, talking to customers for on behalf of these clients, and they can sit back and just win.
Perfect. Now, how you talked a little bit about it earlier, but tell me a little bit about how do you determine the success in your success in achieving your clients' objectives and goals?
Yeah, so I mean, we're very metric based. I mean, we're very black and white with what a good job looks like, right? So, you know, we Samples and Quill outsource their sales and marketing to other offices in other cities. Like I said, I'm the only person they outsource them in this city, but there's other cities around the United States that they outsource them to. There's about Right now, with just Quill and Staples, there's about 30 offices that all do the exact same thing that I'm doing today, right? Running my own business, representing their brands, and we all compete against each other. So we all have rankings, and we all compete, but also we're all friends as well, which is really cool, because we're not really stepping on each other's toes. Like, I don't care. I'm not competing with the Quill office that is in Denver, Colorado today. You know, that's, you know, it doesn't matter. I want them to do very well. You know, we're not competing, but we are in rankings, and you know, we, my office in particular has been the number one office in terms of headcount, in terms of sales metrics, pretty much consistently throughout all of 2019. We just got an award getting shipped to us right now. It's called the Campaign Cup, the Quill Campaign Cup. For the first quarter of 2019, we were ranked the number one office. So you can put it down too. We were ranked the number one office in the United States. So they look at the top offices in terms of headcount, meaning how many reps do you work in your office, and then sales metrics, meaning how many, you know, net sales and stuff like that. And that's why we're the office that's going to be the training center, right? And the model for opening up new locations and new offices, because they know if I'm really systematic in my job and teaching my team how to be awesome at this, then my people that replicate my will replicate my success and be able to run a functional business of their own in their own market.
Sure. Now, talk a little bit about compensation mm-hmm. methods. That, and I know you're telling me that you only have one client at this time, but how does that work for you guys?
Yeah, so we work on performance, right? You know, it's as a business of any kind, you work on based on how many customers you get, right? If you run a restaurant, it's based on how many people come in your restaurant. Quill and Staples have a negotiated deal with me of what a customer is worth to them, what a retained customer is worth to them, and what a premium customer is worth to them. And we have bonuses, we have commissions, and we have performance metrics that me and my team operate under. So as a company as a whole, you know, we have, you know, a deal of what every customer is worth, and we don't have a cap on how many customers we can obtain for them for that reason, right? So we can really maximize our opportunities and our earning potential. And my reps are under the same mentality. I'm teaching them how to be future business owners and future entrepreneurs that work on performance and understand the value of working on a performance-based compensation structure.
Sure. Now, I know you're not usually associated with smaller businesses or smaller organizations, but some of those businesses might be reluctant or maybe even a little bit intimidated about bringing outside help to their mm-hmm. business. Mm-hmm. So, what do you think are ways that small businesses can benefit from outside help?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. Yeah. So, I mean, I think of it would be on definitely a smaller scale, right? Like if you work with me, you work with my 25 employees that are all going to be, you know, selling on your behalf basically. Right. But, you know, I think that a lot of businesses, smaller businesses, get marketing help and direct marketing help and generate sales revenue from one person, right? That can be a consultant role, right? Whether it's social media marketing or whether it's website design, whether it's feet on the street, right, which we specialize in, right? We sell physical products, right? But I think small business can work with that for sure. But you know, it's really cool. Our business is super cool is because we have the financial support and the backing and of these clients, which are billions of dollar companies, but all we talk to is small businesses all day. So we have the benefit of helping small businesses because my team right now, they're seeing, you know, we have, you know, basically I have 25 people in my office and each one of my team members on average sees 60 businesses a day. So if you take that, that's 1,500 small businesses that we're seeing today. If you put that in the course of a week, that's 7,500 small businesses that we're servicing today on behalf of Staples and Quill in Raleigh today.
Sure. Now, lastly, switching gears a little bit about your experience as an entrepreneur, what advice or lessons do you have for that you have learned along the way of your journey that can benefit others that are either starting their own business or looking at growing their own small business?
Yeah, I think that first and foremost, it's about really mastering that. So, like from 2013 to 2016. I worked in an office just like this. I mastered, I mentored, I was apprenticed basically to a business owner that did the exact same thing in Boston and Charlotte, who's one of my good friends. I worked in his company for 3 years, mastering the ins and outs of the business from the entry level. So any advice I have is start in the entry level somewhere, master every single aspect of this business. I started day one fresh out of college with no experience whatsoever. And I've never taken a marketing class in my life. I've never taken a business class in my life. I have a biology and health science degree from Brandeis University. So it's just like understanding that starting the entry level position and learning your way, working your way up and mastering every single hat, wearing every single hat of the company to be able to master it, then to be able to do it on your own, I think is incredibly valuable. Mentoring and apprenticing with business owners that you want to master that craft, I think that's the only way to do it. Understand that it's a journey, it's a process. You can't have instant gratification in entrepreneurship. You have to understand that it's all about the process and that there's ups and downs in business, there's seasons in business, and that, it's kind of the opposite in school that teaches you to pass or fail. But failure is not usually in the same sentence as succeeding. But in business and entrepreneurship, failure is a massive part of success. And so you have to make mistakes and learn. And I was fortunate enough to be in the spot where I could make my mistakes when I wasn't paying the bills. So then when I run my own office and I'm paying all the bills, I don't make the same mistakes anymore.
Perfect. Sounds good. Well, with that, we'll go ahead and wrap up this interview. Thank you for doing this interview and taking the time to meet with me.
Sure.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to meet you and talk to you.
Perfect. Thanks.